Jazz, tap, and soulful vocals are coming to the UK Singletary Center this fall. A preview just ahead on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Our guests are Singletary Center Director Michael Grice and Marketing Director Summer Gossett. Welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Thanks.
So this year's Signature Series begins on Saturday, September 21st. It's coming right up with a favorite WUKY artist, Mayer Hawthorne. Now, other than hearing his music on WUKY, what inspired you to bring Hawthorne to the Singletary Center?
I had been trying a couple of years to snag him, and he's always touring, and he's going out with so many people, and when the opportunity came this past summer, I grabbed it. I think that he's a real important young contemporary artist and certainly entertaining. He's a great songwriter and great stage performer, and I thought that it would bridge some audiences, too.
A spectacular sound that he makes, too, with that voice. Very interesting lyrics, too.
What I hear about him, too, is that he's really a great guy with the audience, loves the audiences, and he's supposedly a performer that will play all night long if you let him.
And I'm sure the audience will encourage that as much as they do often here at the Singletary Center.
I think so, yeah.
Well, Mayer Hawthorne performs at Singletary on September 21st. Then in November, Savion Glover dances into town. That'll be Saturday, November 16th. Well, first of all, Glover is such an interesting guy, and he talks a lot about sound and about the importance of the sound. In fact, to him, as someone who started out as a drummer, he's almost willing to dance in a darkened theater. And it's just amazing what he can do.
He's super. He's a composer with his feet and a conductor with his feet. Savion Glover was actually the very first artist that I brought to the Singletary Center when I came in 2005. And we brought him in for two nights, and it was a Tuesday and a Wednesday, I believe, and both nights were sellouts. I think the second night wasn't quite a sellout, but in the middle of the week, and he tapped and danced to classical music, classical Savion. It was one of the most dynamic nights of performance that I had ever witnessed. And so now this is a new venture, a project of his called Steps, and he'll bring some dancers with him. An evolution of some of the things he's been working on for the past few years, and this is his sort of his debut of these new ideas.
What do you think accounts for the continued popularity of tap dancing?
I think it's because he really strives to educate people on tap dancing. He started a group called the Hoofers Club in Newark, New Jersey, and he's very big on educating people about tap. He calls it funk, which he refers to as the baseline of his dancing. So he continues to recruit younger members with his Hoofers Club, and he's just always out there educating people on dance.
He's just an amazing guy, too, and really nice guy. He will also offer with the Singletary Center a workshop demonstration class the afternoon of that performance, a few hours before the curtain, and more word will come through our website and also through our other social media actions, and so hopefully we'll get a good turnout for that, and I know the UK Dance Department will certainly be involved.
There are three shows this fall at the Singletary Center, and the last of them will be in December with jazz legend Arturo Sandoval. In Lexington, he'll be sharing the stage with the UK Wind Symphony. That's Saturday, December 14th. And what a fantastic opportunity it must be for these young musicians to work with someone who won 9 Grammy Awards.
It's one of the real bonuses for bringing in an artist of his stature is that we have musicians at the university's School of Music that are up to the task. And this will be the first time that the Singletary Center's Signature Series will include the Wind Symphony. We began working with the symphony, the University Symphony Orchestra, a few years back, bringing together top world-class artists to perform with them, and now we're doing the same thing with the Wind Ensemble or Wind Symphony.
You told me, both of you, before we started recording that the two best-selling shows so far in this year's Signature Series are both happening in February of 2014. So tell us a bit about those.
On February 9th, we have Long Long, who will be playing with the UK Symphony Orchestra, and then on February 28th, we have Pink Martini, who will also be playing with the UK Symphony Orchestra.
And Pink Martini was just here
a year and a half ago.
It was very recently, and what a dynamic show that was. And who had any idea that one singer could sing so many languages?
And we'll have, of course, a different lead vocalist in this concert.
Her name is Chyna Forbes. She was not able to sing the last time due to vocal surgery, so Storm Large filled in with her. So if you saw Storm last time, you should come this time, because this time you'll be able to see China perform.
Should be an interesting comparison between the two, but both extremely exciting and versatile singers.
And then, of course, Long Long is the international sensation pianist of world stature that probably is the most popular pianist in the world, opened multiple Olympics, and has, I think he has his face on milk cartons in China.
He has his own shoe line.
He's got his own shoe line. I saw him on television performing at the White House for the Music Writing Award given to Paul McCartney, and he was fantastic. Long Long is just amazing, and we've had people calling for months because we had booked this at one time for a date that was taken from us because of his concert changes, but this time he's definitely going to be here, and we're getting calls. Well, I think we have a few email from Illinois, in fact, but calls from a lot of places. So now that we've announced the season about a week ago, it's still time to get tickets.
And he'll be appearing with the UK Symphony, which is quite honestly a world-class orchestra. It has toured many places around the country, around the world.
China, yeah. Yeah, performed in China at 9 different venues there, and we're on television. And the UK Symphony Orchestra and our overall school of music have a lot to boast about.
Well, how do I get tickets for these shows?
You can call the Singletary Center ticket office, which is 257-4929, or you can go to singletarycenter.com and watch videos, read synopsis, look at some photos, and then go directly to buy for the shows that you're interested in.
And it's not too late to get tickets for Long Long or Pink Martini?
No, it's not too late.
Well, thank you. Our guests have been Michael Grice and Summer Gossett from UK's Singletary Center, whose signature series begins on September 21st with singer-songwriter Mayer Hawthorne. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.